Pacific 92 East Coast Radio.
It's my life, my love, my everything here on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Vic 90 hanging out with you till 4 o'clock this afternoon, the very first show as well. And right now we're trying to help Lily and we need your advice. Should Lily keep or cut her mans?
Should we keep it or cut it? Cut it.
All right, so this is the issue with Lily now. So Lily is Afrikaans and Lily is engaged to a Zulu man. And he says that he doesn't want to pay lobola for Lily because it's not in Lily's culture. You know, she doesn't practice that, so why must he pay lobola for it? But Lily's like, yo, it's your culture. You should be paying for me. Well, actually, let's not say paying for you because that's not what lobola is all about. Lobola is traditional and it's cultural, and it's actually, it doesn't have anything to do with money, even though money is exchanged. And I'm also not an expert on lobola, but I just don't want to say that it's all to do with money because that's most likely not what it's about. But Felicia makes a good point. She says, I think Lily has the right to be paid lobola. Reason being, this guy must follow his culture if he calls himself a Zulu man, because during the course of the marriage, he'll be claiming Zulu culture rituals and rules, and he'll expect Lily to use his surname. So he needs to do everything else like a Zulu man would do. So basically what Felicia is saying, she's saying like if Lily is to get married in a customary traditional ceremony, of course she must also get the lobola. Of course she's going to take your surname. She's got to do that. What else are you saying? You hit us up on our WhatsApp line. That WhatsApp number again, you see I'm very bad at numbers, but I'm learning it. It's 0617929495. And right now, we're getting involved in other people's business. Yes, we're putting our nose where it doesn't belong. We asked you on our WhatsApp line to weigh in. Lily has got a little bit of a situation happening. Lily is Afrikaans and she's engaged to a Zulu man, but he says he doesn't want to pay lobola for her. And this is called keep or cut. And we want to hear from you. What should Lily do? Should Lily keep him despite the fact that he doesn't want to pay lobola for her? Or should Lily just kick him to the curb? We'll get through some of your messages and then we'll help Lily make a very important decision on her future. I mean, after this, Lily could get married or could not. That WhatsApp is 0617929495. But back to the music. Okay, so I was telling you about Lily. Lily's a friend of the show, a new friend, hopefully. And Lily is Afrikaans. She's engaged to a man who is Zulu. And he doesn't want to pay lobola for her. Now, we have to decide if Lily keeps him or not. Like, I mean, this is serious. I mean, Lily could be a single woman because of what we're going to tell her to do. I mean, she is depending on us right now. And our WhatsApp, by the way, is 0617929495. Your messages are always welcome.
Umkavava. Listen, Lily, this guy, no, cut it. Because he's Zulu. You are Afrikaans. Why is he the one who deciding for you that no, I'm not going to pay lobola for you because you are Afrikaans? You are the one who's supposed to say, listen, babe, me and my family, we call you. You don't have to pay lobola for me. But why is he the one who deciding for you? No, he's onto something, babe. Just cut it. Cut it.
Okay, so my finger says cut it.
Hi, East Coast Radio. Oh my gosh, this is a tough decision for Lily. But what I think is, since the guy wants to marry Lily,
yeah,
he must pay lobola negotiations, whether it's Lily's culture or not. Because it is the guy, he must pay the lobola negotiations. Yeah.
All right, so now my Mpinga says cut. And then we also have someone who just said now he must pay the negotiation. She's not committing to whether it's a yes or no, though. Like, should Lily cut off her fiancé or keep him?
How's it, bro? Yeah, it's Irshad Sadr over here. I think Lily should have just cut him out because he's looking for a loophole. He's supposed to pay a lobola. Yeah, that's from his side. He must pay a lobola, but I think she should cut him out because he's looking for that loophole.
Okay, yeah, so he's...
thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Ashot. So he's looking for a loophole. It's a tough one. Seems like the jury has spoken, and we can all safely decide, Lily.
Vic 92, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.